We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Pat Mayo Experience, presented by DraftKings. Week 12, best bets, gold, silver, bronze. You want to jump to, you want to watch it in reverse order? Like it's fucking Memento? You can do that if you just hit the description and hit the time codes, all right? Subscribe to Mayo Media Network. Smash the like for the episode and play in the DraftKings Listeners League. It's over half full already. Link is down in the description right now. Rate and review and sub to the audio podcast. And make sure for more NFL content, including me, Rob, and Cam, in terms of our Survivor picks, which are hilariously bad, go to the Hammer HQ on YouTube, the Hammer.bet website, and check out the Forward Progress YouTube channel as well, where you can get all of the shows underneath the Hammer HQ banner. Fellas, we turned it around a little bit last week. It was encouraging to see. I liked it. Pizzola, you were 1-2. Cam, you and I were 2-1. Pittsburgh.
Amazing.
If Pittsburgh covers the spread, we're doing a lot better here, is all I'm going to say.
No, good call. No, I like we're back on track. I got to tell you guys, I've been laughed at and mocked on a lot of different shows and the like, but the Detroit Lions have been like a trusted friend and pet that I love. These guys have just been great, but we'll see what happens. But the last few weeks, guys, they've been amazing. Winning outright, covering numbers. And yeah, everyone says Goff sucks. I don't think he sucks at all.
No, we'll see. We'll see about that. Remember, this is coming out after the Thanksgiving games, so we don't know what happens then.
We'll talk later. Ooh,
this could age very poorly.
Oh, no. Or maybe there's tricks up my sleeve like a good magician. Anyway, we'll see what we got this week. Let's party.
All right, yeah, so we were 5-4 Winning week. But, Rob, you've been carrying us for a while, so you were due for a little bit of a letdown.
Yep.
Maybe you should stop taking the Houston Texans. What do you think?
Yes. I would totally agree. The thing is, I don't want to say I don't want to bet on bad teams anymore, because I personally bet the Panthers last week as well, and they covered. Now, that took 10 years off my life, that game overall, because there's a million ways that they could have lost. But, yeah, in hindsight, that was a very regrettable play. It is what it is. I mean, honestly, I think we've talked about this earlier this year. I sometimes would rather lose plays like that and just get it out of the way, it's done, than lose in an extremely painful, excruciating fashion at the end of the game. And conversely, we got a winner like that last week as well in Dallas against Minnesota, where it covered wire to wire, pretty easy winner. So, you won't see me taking the Texans in the short term here, Pat, unless there's like some sort of egregious number.
Well, let's get into the gold selections for the week. See if we can start hammering these ones out, and I will lead off with this. This number has gotten better. I've actually bet it at a better number at not DraftKingsSportsbook.com, but you should all use DraftKingsSportsbook.com. And I think this number will end up going up because I've seen it higher in other spots. But hey, Cam, as people have complained to you about, we're using the numbers that we see on the site as of the time
of this recording. Okay, okay. I was going to be calm today. I'm cooking turkey for my family. I've been working a new night ever, whatever. I tripped and fell out of my bed today. The lines you guys give me, there's no tricks. Pozzola tells me, no, you can't get -3.5. It's 4. I don't understand where this shit's coming from. I'm betting the lines that I'm given on the screen. Right, but Rob? You guys attest to it. You don't give me like, ooh, let's shave a 7 to a 5. That doesn't happen.
It's been done in fairness. I think what the other crew was getting at was that you ask to get a better number.
Yes. Who doesn't ask to have another plate of food? Who doesn't ask for something they want? And you could say, which you do every fucking week.
Yes. I agree. We hold you accountable.
I don't mean to have a heart attack right now. I got to calm down. But you know what I mean, though? These guys are coming at me like I got some kind of trick. I'm just asking for a better line. And Rob, you know, at BetStamp and stuff, you can shop for better lines. You can get lower juice. That's, you know what betting is? It's a fucking grocery store. Milk's $2.99 here. And at the other place, it's $1.99 for the thing. You know, a case of Pepsi's $10. Whoa, I found a deal, $6.99. Like, you know what I mean? You get my drift. That's why I shop at different stores, get the app on the phone and bing, and do all your things, right?
One of your greatest qualities, Cam, is your ability to obtain value. That's one thing I truly respect about you, except for that time that you ate that free sub on my first day of work.
Oh, Rob, you should see me this week. Guys, I went into the superstore. They had tenderloin, like the good stuff. Another trick. I've talked about this a long time ago. Take 5 minutes and go through them. These stoners with the gun, they switch prices from chicken breast to whatever. So this stuff's supposed to be like $27. I got this like $150 thing. It was like $30. It was unbelievable because the guy put, you understand, Rob? They do like the chicken thighs and drumsticks.
But did he the guy
on the thing?
Did the that, guy do it, or did you do so, it by swapping stickers?
No, there's no more swapping stickers. By the way, they stopped that stuff. The best you can do now is 30% to 50% off meats. I've tried every trick in the book to get more value. But you know what? These stoners with the gun, these kids don't know. They're doing chicken. Then they're doing meat. Sometimes they leave the old code 599 kilogram here. And then if you got a few minutes, just dig in the meat bin. You might find a treat.
If you want to up the value, you should start dealing weed to the stoners at the grocery store too. And make a little bit of extra cash to pay.
Anyway, I don't want to say this on the air. When I lost my job at, I delivered products.
Yes.
Rob,
big bags of green.
Rob, I don't know what the budget is for the hammer.bet right now, but I feel like between the Hammer and Mayo Media, maybe we could do a co-production. I've seen all these TLC shows. Could we have Cam Stewart Value Hunter as a reality show?
Honestly, this kind of stuff is picking up on YouTube now as well. Like just people living their everyday lives.
But Rob, we liked this idea 20 years ago. We should have picked it up. That's the whole thing. We've already, that's what I hate. We come up with ideas and then by the time we get it together, it's already been done. We were like ahead of the curve with this stuff. A betting cooking show. We talked about this all the time with Gabe. I've talked about it.
Yeah,
well, I don't think we need to overcomplicate this at all. I think we just need to put cameras on you while you go to the grocery store and people will watch it. There's probably enough that happens at the grocery store in half an hour that would make it interesting.
I got to be honest with you. I'd rather keep that to myself. Some things don't need to be seen. And by the way, Pat, you should have seen the turkey I cooked on the air last night at the oven mitts, the mashed potatoes. Yeah, I did like a big cooking thing last night when I was doing the show with Morenci, and it was fun. Those guys gave my turkey an A+. That's one thing, Rob. I might be a lot of things. Asking for points or whatever. I could be aloof and stupid, but I do know how to cook. That's one thing I actually know how to do.
Were you at Fantasy the year that they bought us the turkey for Thanksgiving?
I was only doing jockey videos at the time, but Pat, you know, I rolled in a couple times a week, so I don't think I got a part of the, what was it, a tofurkey?
I don't know where it was from, but it tasted like it was 3 years old.
Gotta be careful with turkey. Sometimes, you know, they're a big product. And as I say about beer, another tip that I'll give people, I give you life hacks. I bought Steam Whistle the other day because, you know, I've been drinking Guinness and whatever, and I just wanted kind of a regular beer again to treat myself. I look at the date. It's from June. We're friggin' in November. You can't have a green beer for 5 months. So I go, could you please go back to the thing and get me one within a 2 month radius? That's the thing, Rob. Another tip, green beers go bad quick. Check the freshness labels.
Yep. In fairness to Steam Whistle, it always tastes like it's 6 months old. I like it, but that's like the tinge that it has.
What, like their little aftertaste of corn?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like corn. That's my thing. Anyway, I love Steam Whistle. These guys should be paying me for the free advertise I give them. But anyway, what pick are we on, Pat? Are we doing gold?
I haven't made a pick yet, but I'll give it to you right now.
Okay.
Tennessee Titans plus 2.5 at home against the Cincinnati Bengals. Everyone just wants to guzzle the balls of the Bengals. Oh, they beat the Steelers. And yeah, that sucked. I mean, the Steelers were pretty competitive in that game. But the Titans are now 8-2 against the spread. And yeah, 7-1 for the Bengals over their last eight. They've been great as well. But the Titans just continue to handle these teams. There's very little respect for a team that is playing great defense and can run the ball down your throats. Maybe Ja'Marr Chase is going to be back for this game. Maybe. Probably not. Joe Mixon, probably not going to play. And the one thing that I saw out of the Titans coming off an extended break, by the way, they've had the extra days of rest. Tannehill was able to push the ball down the field, Rob, for the first time in ages. I don't know if that's going to continue, but they've started to open up the playbook a little bit. I know this is one of these dicey games that a lot of people like to stay away from. I really like the Titans in this spot. And if you do, go value shopping. There are plus threes out there.
Mm-hmm. Cam obviously dislikes it.
I love the Bengals this week.
Is it because they're a cat and you can't get away from the cats?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. The cat theme's been pretty damn good last week. Who covered? Did the Panthers cover? Yes. Did the Lions cover? Yes. What other cats? Jacksonville had a bye week, right? Who else is a cat?
We're missing a cat.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I think all the cats covered last week. Just saying.
That means that there's the due factor.
Yeah, they're due to all lose now.
They're due to all not cover.
So Cam,
you're saying the litter box is getting stinky. Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta get that scooper in there. You gotta get the good stuff that you can flush down the toilet. That stuff is great.
Yeah. The clumpy stuff. Yeah. The Arm & Hammer where the cats are dancing in the commercial. Yeah. Well, how did he learn how to slide? Anyway, Pat, I know, Pat, I love you like a brother. You've always been fair to me. I've always respected you when we were working. And like, I watched you and your editing skills were top of the food
chain. Cam,
and
you don't need to butter me up to disagree with my pick. You're doing better than me this year.
You can just say, I don't like the pick.
Well, it's Thanksgiving. Maybe I want to butter you up. I'm just saying I like the Bengals. Anyway, okay. I'm okay. I'm sorry. I just like the Bengals. What do you think, Rob?
I make the spread 1.5 Cincinnati, so I would lean Tennessee. It's not enough for me to bet it, but I will say, like, the Titans have been pretty consistently undervalued by the market the entire year, right? They're 8-2 against the spread. No one really respects them. Everybody thinks they're a fraud. They don't really have the same luck dynamic that the Vikings and the Giants do. It's not like they've been supremely lucky either. I think that there's something about Mike Vrabel, honestly, where he's just able to get the most out of his
guys.
Team. Yep. Yeah, I think he's just become a really, really good coach. The challenge for me is that the Bengals got DJ Reader back last week. He didn't play every single snap, but with him on the field, the defense had an 84% success rate. With him off the field, it was 46. This has been a consistent theme for them. I do upgrade the Bengals defense going forwards because Reader is just a very good defensive lineman. And honestly, don't know what to make of the Titans. I think this team could honestly be very good, or they could just be a complete fraud. I have no idea because they're the team that for the most part doesn't pass the eye test, but they continuously get results. I don't know. I lean Titans, but I will not have a bet on the side this week in this game.
So here are the two things. And yeah, Reader coming back throws a little bit of a wrench into this if he can play all of the snaps. But you're looking at the past month of the Bengals being a bottom 10 pass defense and a bottom 10 rush defense. I don't really give a shit about the bottom 10 pass defense. It's not like the Titans are going to abuse that. But if they can't stop the run, it's just going to be the Derrick Henry show every single down. And all they need to do then is connect down the field once or twice. And listen, getting a healthy Robert Woods and Treylon Burks back and utilizing Austin Hooper doesn't seem like much, but it's an awful lot better than what they were running out 3 weeks ago. So there is that element to it too. They're getting a little bit healthy on defense. They already have a top 10 defense. The biggest thing, yeah, P. Ryan looked great in these swing passes last week, and Mixon has been wildly inefficient. But over the last month, they still have the number 4 ranked rushing offense. Without Mixon going up against a top 5 rushing defense, I think it's going to be really problematic for them if they cannot run the ball, which, Cam, I don't think they're going to be able to do.
I'm just saying, Pat, I just look at this game. I think Cincinnati, kind of like Rob's model, I don't have a model, I have a pen and paper, but I think they're getting better every week. Their reinforcements are coming back. Their eye test, you know, against Pittsburgh in that game. I know Pittsburgh hung, but Cincinnati's offense is amazing. I think they have the players to get to Tennessee. I love Tennessee. Remember, Pat, I told you to bet them against Green Bay. You did. Packers, you stuck to it with the Broncos. Well, I said Green Bay.
Yeah, sorry. Right. Sorry,
my bad. The Green Bay Packers.
Heard of them?
Who's asleep now? Yeah, yeah, you heard them?
I thought you were stumbling looking for the team to say, but my timing was slightly poor, but it's fine.
We're better than that, Pizzola.
We can move on. I thought you were thinking of the team to say, and it wasn't coming to you. That's why I said Packers. I wasn't correcting you.
Green Bay in a quite speedy fashion. But anyway, Pat, I gave you that one last week. And don't worry, Rob, it's not an insult. I just don't know why you came at me like that. It was kind of weird. Tennessee's good, but I like the Bengals this week. The NFL's a week-to-week league. I can't even give you empirical data to back up my statement other than the fact that injured players are coming back and they're damn good.
Mr. Pizzola, silver pick, or gold pick, sorry. We're still on gold.
Yeah.
We got to pick up the pace.
Listen, I'm not providing early excuses. I don't love the NFL this week. Probably wouldn't have a gold pick if we weren't doing the show.
I agree.
But I will make this my gold pick. I'm going to take the Baltimore Ravens -3.5. At the Jacksonville Jaguars. Bet against Baltimore last week. 7 possessions that went into Carolina territory. They ended with 6 points in those because of penalties, sacks, so on and so forth. I think people are very quick to forget that the Ravens are a very good team that beat down the Bucs, beat down the Saints in their previous 2 games. Not too concerned about Ronnie Stanley not practicing because Patrick McCurry is there. They at least have a good backup left tackle. Lamar Jackson did not practice with a hip injury. I don't think it's overly concerning. The big thing for me here is that I think the Jags are just terrible. I'm kind of done with the Jags at this point. You look up and down their schedule, they have not played anyone. Like the 2 good offenses that they played this year were the Eagles and the Chiefs. The Eagles game was in a torrential downpour. They gave up 29 points in that game. The Chiefs game, they had a +3 turnover margin. They stole a possession on an onside kick. They still lost the game by double digits. I think it's a good spot for Baltimore to, you know, offensively to bounce back after last week's performance against the Panthers. I will lay the 3.5 with the Ravens on the road.
I like this one as well. I am worried about Lamar Jackson a little bit. He's just not peak Lamar at the moment because he was dealing with an illness last week. He has the hip this week. Andrews isn't at 100%, but that defense game is starting to look pretty good.
It is. But I was with Rob with Carolina. He was banged up, but scoring 13 points. Here's the thing about the Ravens. I have very different opinions of this team. I think one week I go, wow, the Ravens are all right. Then I go, these guys are so overrated. They're junk. I really don't know what to think, to be honest with you, Rob. I kind of think the Jaguars with time might cover in this game. But as Rob said, I do agree with one thing. I hate the NFL board this week more than any week this season. Like nothing's coming to me easy.
Really?
Like, don't I say that every week?
I think you do. And I usually feel the same way. I love the board this week.
That's a bad thing, Pat. When I told Camera 2 Drew, oh, remember? Oh, it's the best. We're doing our little show. He's like, a roll of colds. Win by like 30. I go, dude, every time you get super confident, what happens? Bad things. He wouldn't listen. That's why I come into the week timid and scared, because the NFL is a mighty overlord. You don't want to mess with it, man. That's the thing. I'm like, I come in with hesitancy every week, but I got to be honest, guys. I think the Jaguars could be live, but I might be nuts. Oh, yeah, Robin, they're a cat again, so they fit the bill.
Yeah, so
that's where I was going to go.
Where are you going with your gold pick, Cam?
I want to go a lot of pack. I don't want to go against you, but I do like Cincinnati, so let's take a look around the board here. I'm going to go with the Atlanta Falcons.
You're reading my tea here, buddy.
I like the Atlanta Falcons this week.
Me too.
This is a message to you, Houston Texans. I didn't look at my phone. You were an early game. I checked my account. I had an $8,800 parlay, 9 out of 10 games. And I didn't. And I looked, and Houston Texans was the only game I got wrong. So screw you. I hate you and your stupid team. Davis Mills, I defended you, you prick. Sit on the bench. Get sitting on the bench. Give me Frank Falcon. He's going to fly this week. Everyone's all, Washington, they're so good. Washington. You know what? Houston just sucks. The Atlanta Falcons are going to go in there and grind this game. I see a field goal game. I'm getting, 4.5? Sorry, don't want to buy any points. It's 4.5. That's the real line. Give me Frank Falcon. I think they can win this game outright, fellas. That's the way I'm rolling.
I see this game exactly the same as Cam, Rob.
I don't.
You're a smart man.
Here's the problem. I actually don't mind the play, but I come back to last week and Houston got down quite a bit early because they tried to run the ball on Washington and they couldn't do it. And Washington's defensive front has been very good at stopping the run for a long time now. And the Falcons cannot pass the ball. So this is a fundamental problem. Kyle Pitts is out. Kyle Pitts has been targeted on 29% of his routes this year. That's the highest amongst tight ends since the start of last season. He gets tons of targets. Other than that, Mariota just stinks. So I don't see the path to success for the Falcons offense. And defensively, they're still not getting pressure. I don't know. I make the game exactly 4.5. So
by the time this gets to Sunday and it's 6 or something like that, then you're going to like the Falcons. Let me spell this one out for you here. Why I like the Falcons. A, they just play a lot of close games to begin with. They're very opportunistic, although not good on defense. And the biggest thing that you look at in this game, I think it's twofold, and both of it comes from the Washington side. Yes, I expect Washington to score. That's fine. They have a very good rush defense. We've seen that. But what we've seen from the Falcons is that their rushing attack is so unique compared to almost every other team that it gives everyone fits. Good defenses, bad defense, it doesn't really matter. It's hard to stop them on the ground. They use a four-headed rushing attack, and they're running every which way. And you mentioned Kyle Pitts being out. Yeah, he's getting all these targets. He does nothing with them. Maybe they can reallocate the ball somewhere else, and those guys can catch it. Maybe that would be a new novel idea. Plus, Heinicke is going to give Atlanta's defense 3 opportunities for a pick 6. Whether they capitalize on them or not, I don't know.
Exactly.
But that's Rob, definitely there.
I would
you
agree
know
with
your
that.
Computer talks about it, and you talked about it. Week. You said they
turnover
they,
a good place. Yeah.
No, your computer said this guy's basically lucky for throws that should have been intercepted. He's top of the list. One of these days, those balls are going to go into Frank Falcon's hand, and he's going to go pick 6 the other way, and we have a chance. Here's the bottom line. I'm not laying 4.5 with Washington because people think they're some kind of good team now. I know Atlanta's got major flaws, but I'll take them at 4.5. It's a big enough number for me. And I think if Washington wins, it's between 1 and 3.
I talked about the turnover-worthy plays from Heinicke last week. They're still extremely high. The first pass he threw against Houston was a bomb directly to the safety of the Texans, and the safety dropped it. It was right in his hands. There was no Washington receiver even close to it. So I do think that at some point it is going to turn for him. But the problem is that Atlanta just doesn't generate pressure. And
But look at all of the weirdo turnovers that they've had this year. Maybe they're like just super lucky on defense. And maybe it's a clash of the Titans. Super lucky defense, opportunistic with all these weird turnovers that go big back the other way. We've seen it in like 5 games now. And then you have the other team that, you know, they probably should be having more turnovers, but don't. So I just think this is a field goal game. Is the way that I look at it. I don't think Washington's particularly good. I mean, they're probably outright better than the Falcons. I think that they could. This could be a Feinberg right here. Atlanta plus 4.5. Washington money line.
There. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could easily be that. And we know that it's very difficult for teams to win by margin nowadays in the NFL. We're seeing it a lot. Underdogs are performing at a historical level so far this season. There's just not that big of a gap between a lot of these teams. So I get the points you guys are making. I just don't think it's a good matchup for Atlanta. Like if it was another team against Washington this week, there would be a lot of teams that I'd be willing to bet against Washington this week.
Well, I wanted to take Cincinnati, but I don't like to go against Pat because we're doing the same show.
It's okay. You can guarantee a gold winner if you go Cincinnati.
Yeah, but then we can't go 3-0.
That's true.
See, that's the whole thing. That's why. Have you noticed we've been kind of on the same thing? It works for the team, but you're right. You have to look at it both ways. Like, I like Cincinnati. I want to put them in the minerals, but one of us will be right.
Yep.
Right? I don't know.
When PXG says nobody makes golf clubs the way that they do, they're not lying. The PXG clubs I now have are absolutely incredible. So when I heard about their new Black Ops driver, the driver that promises you don't have to sacrifice distance for forgiveness, I had to try it because they call me the sandwich on the tee box. I got an awful lot of slice, and I've spent the past 3 years trying to work that out of my game. So I had one driver, then I had another driver, and then I went to a swing coach. I'm still going to my swing coach, and I went to a PXG location for a fitting and got my Black Ops driver, perfectly tailored to me. But here's the sneaky thing. When you're average height like Pat Mayo, not a whole lot of fitting you need to do. Clubs are made for you, but if you're taller, if you're shorter, you need to go to a PXG location to make sure that it's perfect for you. To get that Black Ops driver with the breakthrough in driver technology, because let's face it, we're not the guys that we're betting on all season long. We have some struggles when it comes to the game of golf, but we do want to get better. Like, I'm actively trying to get better. I took myself down from a 20 handicap to a 10 handicap, and I'm really hoping that without losing a bunch of balls and adding distance, adding accuracy this year, that I can get into that single digits. Maybe even try to challenge like breaking 75 this year. I broke 80 last year, hoping to break 75 at least once this year. And I do think with my new PXG Black Ops driver that I might be able to accomplish that. It's at least given me the best chance that I have. It has more forgiveness, more distance without sacrificing anything. Game changer has been thrown around so much it's really lost meaning. But trust me when I tell you, the PXG driver is a true game changer. You'll be as impressed with it as I am. So learn more and get free shipping on all equipment at pxg.com/mayo and use code mayo at checkout. That's pxg.com/mayo, code mayo for free shipping on all equipment. pxg.com/mayo, code mayo.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk. But it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right. Well, let's go to the silver selections this week. Rob, you're up first.
Dear God, the remaining pickings here are not.
Rams plus 38.
Honestly, no.
I like the Rams. They're not going to make the three, but I do like the Rams and the points.
Okay. I mean, I'll take the Eagles minus 6.5.
I like it a lot.
Eagles have failed to cover now in three straight games. I think their stock is pretty low relative to where this number would have been a few weeks ago. What I liked particularly last week was they got Linval Joseph and Damokong Su into the lineup. They played together for 18 snaps. The Eagles gave up just 2.8 yards per carry in those 18 snaps that they played. They're going to get more and more, worked into this defense as this goes forward. And that's kind of been the Achilles heel for them for a while now in terms of what we know, how to attack the Eagles. They can't stop the run. I don't really know how Green Bay is going to score. The receivers already have trouble getting open, and that's going to be way more difficult against the Eagles because they have two very good corners in James Bradbury and Darius Slay. Aaron Rodgers is not going to have time in the pocket either. We saw Tennessee with a bunch of injuries on defense just crush the Packers O-line last week. I think the Eagles pass rush is going to be able to do the same. And on the other side of things, the Green Bay defense, they can be run on. They've been attacked on the ground the entire year. I think the Eagles will get back to that. They'll run Jalen Hurts a little bit more. And if you look at Green Bay's defense, they've surrendered 11 drives of 80 plus yards this year. They cannot get off the field. That's the worst number in the league. That's kind of like how the Eagles will beat you down. I think it's a little bit short. I thought this number would be at least 7 or higher. I will use the DraftKings 6.5, a real 6.5, minus 115 on the Philadelphia Eagles.
You're right. If you were, yeah, it is 6.5. It's not 7. It's 6.5.
I'm taking the real
life. Looking at it. Exactly. Yep. These guys think it was 6. No, it's 6.5. It's fine.
So for my silver, I had the Jets circle, but I see that number has moved up to 6 now. I bet it at 4.5 as soon as I heard that Zach Wilson was going to be benched. It's not so much to do with Mike White. It's getting Zach Wilson out. But that mainly comes down to I'm thinking about the 6. And what do you guys think about this?
It's my game. It's my game. It's my game. I don't care if this line stays under 7. Fields probably isn't going to play. Magic Mike White is going to be playing for a job. He understands if he plays well, this Turkey Wilson's not coming back. The Jets have a wicked defense. I know it's a lot of points. I think the Jets murder the Bears. I think they actually like win by 13 to 16 points.
So I was going to look at it the other way in this, that if they start Fields has a dislocated left shoulder. He's not running in this game. And if he runs, he's going to be taken out pretty quickly, I would feel, because he tries to truck people. When you have a dislocated left shoulder, that may not go so well. And if the Bears are ever forced to pass, whether it's with him or with Simeon, it's going to go very poorly for the Bears. And they don't play defense. Like, this is a perfect situation for the Jets where they can let Magic Mike just have some very easy throws, then run the ball down their throats the entire game. You take away the explosive element, Rob, of Justin Fields being able to break off 50-yard runs and set them up offensively, which I just don't think they're going to do in this game. I think they're fucked.
I agree with you guys 100%. They announced yesterday it's an AC joint injury for the non-throwing shoulder for Fields. So it's basically the exact same injury that Baker Mayfield had last year. He came back from that and he was just like, he hasn't been the same since he's come back from that entirely. I agree with you. I think even if Fields does play, which I believe is a long shot at this point, they're not going to run him a whole lot. Like, why are you going to run your franchise quarterback that much and potentially risk long-term damage? The backup is Trevor Siemian. Trevor Siemian has he has pretty much no chance of moving the ball against the Jets defense. The Jets defense is extremely good. Like they're a very, very good defense. And I've seen enough of Siemian to know that, I mean, maybe he catches lightning in a bottle. Who knows? It's the NFL. But on the other side of things, I agree with you guys. It's a great spot for Mike White. I mean, listen, I don't know that Mike White he's not a long-term answer, but he's not the guy that's just going to give away the ball a million times like Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson's a loser. I mean, we talked about this a million times.
I don't know if he's a loser. He slays guys' mothers and stuff, but he's a football loser.
Loser on the
loser.
Field.
Yeah, loser on the field. Yeah, that's the way to put it. Yeah.
But, you know, if we remove him from the equation, Mike White just does he gets his first look. You know, he kind of throws the ball. He gets it out there. He doesn't hold the ball forever like Zach Wilson does. And the thing about the Bears defense, they traded away their playmakers at the deadline, right? They traded away Roquan Smith. They traded away Robert Quinn. Their front seven is horrible. I think it's a very, very good matchup for the Jets. And the only reason I didn't take this as one of my top two picks is because it's moved out to 6 at this point. But honestly, I think there's still value in that number. So I do agree with you guys. I think the Jets have potential to steamroll the Bears in this game.
I'm taking the Jets, Pat. I'm with you. I'm not getting off it. I don't care if we have the same things. I love the Jets this week. It's actually the one game I looked at other than my other thing that we've talked about. But you said it. Even with Fields at 4, I would smash. That's the thing. What's this guy going to do? I don't even think he's going to play, Rob. I don't think he's going to play either. You can't go out with that kind of injury. The Jets defense will murder you. They're already good. We talked about this.
But if he does play and he's a pocket passer, that's not going to work out well. No disrespect to Justin Fields. I think he's come a long way now.
I agree with you.
But he's obviously a quarterback that relies on his legs to make things happen. If he's going to stand in the pocket and make throws against the Jets defense, he's going to turn it over a bunch of times because he's just not accurate enough right now. So, yeah, I mean,
lock it in.
Same mail.
Yeah. Yeah. JETS, Jets. Pat, me and you, baby. Let's fly.
And Cus has already predicted Chicago to win this game. So
excellent.
Beautiful. Although that coin, Rob, that has predicted every Jets game correct so far does have the Bears winning this one. So,
well, the coin's wrong this week.
The coin is eventually going to. Over time, that coin's going to go to 50-50.
You're damn right.
So, Rob, the fact that it's gotten all those winners so far.
Yeah.
Works in our favor.
Yeah, don't you watch hockey? Oh, the Devils' third day. No, eventually streaks end. Stanley C. Panther beat the Bruins last night. Both teams on huge streaks, loss. Sorry, coin, you're done.
My only issue with this game, and it's exactly the reason that I couldn't put Baltimore on anything last week, was I looked at the line. I was like, who in God's name is going to take Carolina plus 12? Apparently Rob did, but just like you're like me looking at it, like looking at it, there's no fucking way I would touch that. Who is going to look at this game now and be like, Bears plus 6, that's where the money is? I feel like no one is going to say that. There's something I feel not great, Rob. And I know that you don't care. You care about what you think, but there is something to just everyone loves the Jets.
I agree.
I don't think so. I never have. Well, that's not true. I did at one point in life, and I quickly learned that if I was going to keep betting that way, I was going to be in the poorhouse. So I don't care. I honestly don't. And Pat, there's so many people now that are just blindly betting underdogs in the NFL anyways, because they've been so successful this year, that I wouldn't put too much stock into it. Like, there's going to be a lot of people, uneducated bettors, recreational bettors, that don't even know what's going on in this game. And they're going to be like, the Jets need to win by 7. No, thank you. I'm taking the Bears. This is nuts type of thing. People look at the look ahead, what the look ahead numbers were in the game. Like, that matters at all. Like, none of this. I can still see an appetite for the Bears in this game.
Okay, well, that's encouraging news to me. And when you say people are blindly betting underdogs, I am betting every double digit underdog this week. I think it's going to go like 75%.
Yeah, listen, I don't blame anyone for doing that. There's no separation of these teams. Like, honestly, the middle class in the NFL is so tight this year relative to previous years. And even like the elite teams are showing that they can't, like the Chiefs don't win by margin a lot. The Bills don't even win by margin like they used to a lot. The Eagles are now 3 games in a row that they haven't covered. Like, it's just a very different dynamic in the league this year relative to years past.
Okay. Bronze picks. Cam, you are up first with your bronze. You going to take Cincinnati?
You know what, Pat? It's nothing personal. I got to stick with my guns.
All right.
One of us is going to win. I love you guys. I don't like waking up early to do the show after my schedule, but I like doing the show. It's a lot of fun. I'm going to take the Cincinnati Bengals. This is the week that I think the Titans kind of come down to earth, but I totally understand it. We bet the Titans against the Packers. We talked about before this team, and Rob is right. Vrabel is a leader of men. They go through a wall for this guy. I just think it's a spot for Cincinnati. Give me the Bengals this week. And as they continue to get healthier, they're more dangerous.
If you saw it was plus 3, would that change your mind?
For me, honestly, I'd give some consideration to the Titans at 3.
I would say I'm looking for a push. I'd probably think like 2.5. I think the Bengals win by 3 or 4. I know it's right on the number, but I don't like any other game. I don't know how your model breaks it down, Rob, with decimals and percentages or whatever. I just think, hey, if the Bengals win by 3, I cover. It's 2.5, and I think they're going to show up this week.
So three is the most key number in the NFL. Most Correct. Games are going to land on 3. So I think any time a game moves to 3, it changes the handicap of the game altogether. Because now, instead of needing to win by 3, which is the most likely outcome in this game, is Cincinnati wins by 3. Now that turns into a push instead of a win if the number goes to 3, right?
What do you think of Arizona then? No, I'm sticking with the Bengals.
We'll get to them in my bronze picks.
Okay, I'm sorry. The cat's out of the bag. Yeah.
Rob. Okay.
Anyway, I'm sticking with the Bengals.
Yep. Bronze pick for you, Rob.
I'll go back to the Steelers one more time for Monday Night Football.
This is another one that I looked at too, that I don't know who in God's name is looking at this spread and being like, you know who I like? The Colts minus 2.5.
Me.
Oh, God.
Me. I like the horseshoe this week. But anyway, that's why we have the show, a difference of opinions and a variance of takes. Rob?
So I pretty much think that the Steelers and Colts are equals on a neutral. You can give your Colts home field advantage 1.5 points, 1, whatever you want to give them. And then I adjust for the matchup as well. So the big thing for me here is that the Steelers defense is very good against the run. They're 5th in success rate against the run. They keep 22% of opposing runs to 0 yards or make contact behind the line of scrimmage. That's one of the highest rates in the NFL. I think that the Colts need to get the running game going in order to have success. You can't just have Matt Ryan drop back as a pocket passer against TJ Watt and this defense and not expect him to have at least a turnover in this game. Kenny Pickett, disappointing second half last week. I thought he played a very good first half. He missed some throws in the second half, but I still trust the Steelers on the offensive side of the ball way more than I do the Colts right now. So, again, honestly, I hope it wins. It's going to count against the record no matter what. This is not something that like I'm enamored with this week. I personally think it's an extremely difficult board. And then this is just kind of the one that stands out to me of the remaining games.
Okay, so I got a few that I want to run by you guys, as I like to do for the bronze picks here.
I like that.
Atlanta is my current lean, so obviously we've talked about that already. It's your gold pick, Cam. I like that one a lot. I love the Chargers now that it's -3. I think the Cardinals are toast.
I now that the line has gotten to 3,
yeah,
I agree with you.
I think it's a dangerous game, Pat, but I kind of lean lightning bolts. I think I might fight right on the number, but no, I get it. Like, I don't know. Arizona's just a weird team, man. I never know what to think. Maybe
they're not a weird team. They suck.
They suck. They do.
Yeah, that's fair.
And honestly, what Jimmy G did to them is like Herbert can do the exact same thing. Like just get the ball out quick, dink and dunk up the field, Eckler, you know, even without Mike Williams there, who probably won't play. I don't know that the Cardinals defense has enough resistance in the passing game to stop the Chargers. So I agree. I mean, at first it was like 4.5. The Cardinals have been bet pretty heavily so far. Now that it's 3, I'm looking at the Chargers personally as well.
And even offensively, yes, Kyler might return. It's trending that way, but I don't think that he's going to be 100%. They lost Rondell Moore. He's probably not going to play. Dortch has a thumb injury now. So it's basically just a banged up. It's James Conner, DeAndre Hopkins, and a banged up Kyler Murray against the Chargers is the way that this kind of shakes down to. So I like the Chargers in that spot. I want to bet the Broncos, but I have made a rule to not bet any Broncos game the rest of the season because just lost a lot of money on the Broncos so far. But Sam Darnold starting a quarterback, give me a fucking break.
That might be an upgrade, though. That actually is probably an upgrade.
No, but we don't know what he's going to do. The guy hasn't played or done anything. It could be good or, Rob, it could be a disaster, too. We don't know what Darnold's done.
So you're right, Cam. It can be a disaster. But everything for the Panthers offense is always a disaster.
No, untrue. You know what? PJ Walker played all right.
PJ Walker has a worse EPA per play than Baker Mayfield does this year. People need to calm down because they saw him complete some passes in garbage time against Atlanta.
They saw him complete passes. That was good enough for me over Baker Mayfield. When was the last time you saw Baker Mayfield complete a pass? It's never happened.
They both are terrible.
Yes.
Every single time they drop back to pass, they cost themselves win expectancy.
But to Pat's point, P.J. Walker's more of a grinder. He's not an idiot. He makes less stupid plays, and once in a while he'll hit a bomb. I'm not going to say they're good. That's ridiculous. But Baker Mayfield blows. He shouldn't be doing progressive commercials. It's a shame he's in the Nissan house with those legendary football players in the Heisman house. Get that guy gone. You shouldn't even be endorsing any products other than, like, I don't know, fake shit in a gag store. Guy sucks. Done with Baker Mayfield. You know those things? Yeah, like plastic snakes or, you know, those coils of shit. Ooh, like, you know what I mean? Like prick stuff, novelty items. Sorry, guys, I'm half asleep.
Imagine Mayfield's agent coming to him with that one.
Yeah.
Hey, Baker, this week we're going to get you to do a fake shit commercial.
For gag stores. That's what he should endorse, like plastic snakes, fake shit. Like, you know, those gag stores they used to have. Rob, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Anyway, fucking 3D glasses. Ooh, I could see through her top. Like, just dumb stuff. This guy stinks.
One of those buzzer horrible things. One of those buzzer things you put on your head.
Hey, want to shake my head? That one's for you, gee up, high voltage. Bah!
I remember when I was a kid, my grandma got, you know the fake bottle of peanuts and you'd open it and, like, the snake would pop out? That was an entertaining Christmas for about 12 hours of just constantly doing that to everyone who came in.
Man, Pat, I'm like a child. I love those stupid jokes. Like, you know, you see a rock, because I hate snakes. Like, they're fun. Yep. We don't do that stuff anymore. Today's society is so shit. Like, we used to do crazy stuff, man. Now everybody just sits at home and plays video games for a fucking joke. No street hockey anymore. No, like, have you seen a kid? Like, I haven't seen a kid play a sport at a park in, like,
oh, really?
It's ridiculous. It's a ghost town.
We specifically moved to an area that we knew that had, like, a lot of people our age with little kids. Lots of stuff. Like, soccer every day. There's street hockey. People playing football.
Good.
It's great.
Yeah, in my neighborhood, I just people sing karaoke, do drugs, and get drunk in their garage. I don't see kids playing anything.
How about this? When my kids move out, I'm going to move there.
Come to Cam's retirement villa, Boca Vista.
Del Boca Mississauga. Vista. Pat's going to run for the condo board.
I will, too.
I am voting for Pat because, Barb, you're done. Pat's a real contestant. Now you can't have your little cronies getting you back in with the side room deals. Honest to God, condo boards and that stuff is the dirtiest business in the world. My girlfriend was even telling me before, like, there's money being ciphered. There's this and that. If you have the time to actually do it and find the corruption, it'd be a great documentary, Pat. I vote for you. Barb, yeah. Out.
Put it this way, Cam. I'll probably be more corrupt than Barb, but I'll just cut you in.
Thank you. Exactly.
Yeah. Cam's townhouse complex now powered by DraftKings.
Yes.
So the other two that I like the Seahawks -3.5. I feel like that's,
I worry about that game.
No. People now think like the Raiders are okay because they beat the Broncos. The Raiders are not okay. They're really bad. If people forget that the Seahawks are actually good because they lost to the Bucks in Germany, then we didn't see them last week. When I initially had this game, I had it Seahawks -6. I think the Seahawks are way better than the Raiders.
I agree with you. There's something going on with the bye weeks in the NFL in the last decade or so, where home teams off a bye week for some reason or another just cover spreads at a really bad clip. It could just be random variance.
Trends.
It could be something.
I didn't realize you'll have trends so much, Rob.
Listen, at the end of the day, it's something that you have. It's not necessarily a trend. It's a general underperformance relative to expectations, right? And I don't know. It could be completely random. We don't have sample sizes in the NFL that are big enough to determine anything. But if we look at bye weeks for a long time now, teams that are on the road after a bye week tend to perform very well. Teams that are at home tend to perform poorly. I don't know if there's something to that. Like I said, maybe teams get complacent in the bye week. They don't prep like they should have. I have no idea what it is.
I just figured something out, Rob. You and Pat could be my lawyers if I go to jail because, man, I'm listening.
I should have been a lawyer in life, but
actually,
I
really should have been.
No. This is the biggest misconception that I feel like people have. My wife's a lawyer.
Okay.
And I see
good for her. And she's a ginger too, Pat.
Yeah, there we go. We're hitting all the check marks for Cam here. But
damn right.
Everyone in their mind wants to be a lawyer. I felt like I would have made a very good lawyer too. I could make some very good.
You would have.
But no, because law doesn't have anything to do with arguments or anything like that. You sit there and fucking read for 20 hours a day, which I can't do.
Yeah. That's a good point.
That's where I was going with. I could never do the schooling to become a lawyer. Like I can't sit in like that would drive me nuts. But I feel like if I was a trial lawyer, like if I was to had to defend or prosecute someone, I could do that pretty well. I feel like that's right up my alley. I'd also love to have been a detective, honestly. I think I would be a very good detective.
Me and Cam could have been partners.
We could have been partners in the force.
Yeah, see, it would have been good. Good cop, bad cop and stuff. We'd have all the tricks in the book.
You need different styles, too.
Yeah,
like you
exactly.
Need that, they complement one another.
You need the jovial guy. Like, hey, have a burger and a soda to get the DNA, and then you're sitting there just waiting for him to slip up, and boom. That's like an anaconda. You wrap him up and choke. He's done.
Okay. Pretend like you're their friend. Yeah, you thirsty? You want a drink?
Yeah. Have a smoke. Yeah, and then you start spilling his guts. Yeah, I know. I've seen it all before. Yeah, you'd be good. I think you'd be good. You're right, Pat. I read now, and if it's not like a sports column newspaper, like I'm drooling if the book has more than like 8 pages.
I agree.
Like, you know what I mean? I fall asleep.
Like, I remember the last time I got a contract, I read like the first 3 paragraphs. Like, I am sending this to my lawyer. I'm not fucking.
That's it.
Like, you tell me. You tell me if there's anything in this. I need to be like.
I give it to my girlfriend. Yeah, when I get an important document, I'm like, just. You tell me what's going on here. What do I have to be worried about?
Yeah, it's like this is my entire, like your entire future is in this 27-page document. I'm like, with the therefore, oh my god, I don't want to look at Claude. Yeah, someone else.
I will pay someone.
That's why lawyers make big money because no one wants to fucking do this shit.
Agreed.
Good call.
Good call.
What do you take it?
Well, I have one more, and it's the most Cam pick of all time: Saints +9.5. Everyone wants the Niners.
What do you think, Rob?
I need to see this. So I fundamentally agree that it's probably Saints, but I need to see their injury report because they got to get somebody back on the defensive line this week. If they don't, if the Saints don't get Davenport or Cam Jordan back or both, it's just going to be a repeat, I think, of what San Fran did to Arizona. Like, there's going to be you have to beat Jimmy G with pressure in some way. And if you can't, he's very effective at running that offense where he just gets the ball out to a playmaker and they do a bunch of stuff. It happens all the time. So I need to see the injuries as the week progresses.
Well, okay. I have decided I am going to take the Jeff Feinberg bolt up Chargers minus three at Arizona. The minus three, just I can't believe it's minus three. Like I have this at like minus four and a half, minus five. So I just think the Chargers are a far superior team, and their deficiencies are not what Arizona does well, especially in their banged up state. So those are the best bets for week 12. Fellas, thanks for doing that.
Love you, man. Thanksgiving. And tell those, oh, no, get those turkeys on the line now. Let's bang out some stuff. I want to have a nap before work.
Well, we're
like a quick 30 minute.
Well, yeah, well, we're not live till another 45 minutes from now. It's already scheduled.
Yeah, you can have a, you can have a quick nap.
We can't go now.
No, we still have to do our futures thing or our survivor thing. It's a live show.
Oh,
we're going live.
Wow. We have the power. Okay. Let's do the hammer picks then.
All right.
Did we win last week? I think we did.
You can let Pat close the show.
Can I close the show out first? Thank you, Cam Stewart, for being on the line at Cam Stewart Live and Sports Grid, Rob Pozzola at Rob Pozzola and thehammer.bet. For more Pat, Cam, and Rob, head on over to thehammer.bet, the Hammer HQ on YouTube, and the Forward Progress YouTube channel to check out our Drive to Survivor show. That'll do it for me. Smash the like on the way out, and I will see you next time.
Experience!